Masechet Avot Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Mishnah says, Shimon Beno Omer, Shimon, who was the son of Rabban Gamliel, he taught the following. Kol Yamai Galdalti Ben HaChamim. He said, my entire life, I was the son of Rabban Gamliel. I grew up amongst rabbis, I grew up amongst the sages, and I continuously watched them, and I saw their midot, I saw their great character. Velo Matzati Laguf Tov Ela Shetika. And I didn't find any character trait better than the trait of a person to be quiet, silence, for the person to sit, to listen, to give himself the ability to introspect and to take in information. Many times when people are in conversation or people are in a deep discussion, they'll just wait their turn to talk, but they don't really take in the opinion or the wisdom of the person talking to them. They're just waiting to get their side out. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel over here, take it in. Listen, the most important thing that you'll see of people who are wise are they're quiet. They're not going to sharply answer just to talk. They're going to listen and really think and have the ability to develop an answer before they speak. So silence is something that a person should try and pursue. Of course, it will lead him to understand more wisdom. The study of Torah is not the main point. Of course, it's valuable. Of course, it's important. Of course, it's fundamental. But the main part of what really matters is the action that comes from it. A person should learn, but it's not learning that's just to be intellectually challenged and stimulated and to know certain ideas, but it's to promote a person to act, to do more mitzvot, to follow the ways of the Torah. That's the main part of the learning. The learning is supposed to be learning al menat la'asot, in order to do and to do better. That's the idea over here, that a person should continuously attempt and try to do more. Somebody who talks too much, they bring sin to their life. If they don't want to follow the advice you brought in the beginning of the Mishnah about remaining silent, let's say they want to talk a little bit. We say, if somebody talks, don't talk too much. There's a spectrum here. It's going from silence, really try and stay quiet and listen, to don't talk too much, to a person who really talks constantly. So we're seeing over here, even if you want to be a person who talks, as opposed to a person who just takes it in and listen, don't talk too much. If you talk too much, eventually you're going to bring avera, you're going to bring sin into your life. Many averot, many sins are brought about through speech, through slander, through lashon hara, through mockery. There's so much that could be done, so much damage that could be done with the mouth. The person has to be careful not to talk too much, because if you talk too much, avera comes about.